Good afternoon. This is Stephen McCarthy, and thank you for listening to our special report on Kona. It is a great week for the world of triathlon, and as always, I think the heartbeat of triathlon is the story that goes along with the race. I think of all my years owning a store and talking with athletes, if it was just about the race, it probably wouldn't hold as much allure as it would if it has a story with it. And today we have the privilege of talking with Cindy Blackstock, who is a mom, a business owner, a triathlete, and just so happened in the last year or so had cancer as well and has overcome the latter to qualify, I guess. And Chris Swarthout is her coach, who had just been on the show, talked about how you had actually qualified before and then went through the treatment and now back going out to Kona this next week. How are you doing today, Cindy?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Stephen.
It is a big mouthful when you think about all those things in a row. It is. Talk to us a little bit about your life, you know, even previous, because I think that is the part of what makes triathlon great, is the story. So if you could share your story, that would be fantastic.
Sure. Well, I happen to be a wife and a mom of two little boys, 6 and 9. I own my own business, a market research firm here in the Twin Cities with a business partner. Stevo Insights is the name of our firm. And I just happen to do triathlons. I started triathloning about, I guess it's been about 5 years ago. I was more of a runner. Before that, kept getting injured and kind of moved over to triathlon to do a little cross training and fell in love with it. So it's been a great part of my life alongside those other things that I've been doing. So I've been doing some shorter distance triathlons, and I ended up doing Ironman Madison 3 years ago and was hooked, wanted to sign up right away the next day, but gave my family a break and signed up for the following year. So I did Madison again last September, and at that race, just had a great race. It was a perfect day, and it just was a really perfect race for me. And I qualified for Kona at that race. So that was last September, and was super excited, obviously, just to have that opportunity to be able to go to Kona. It's kind of, you know, a triathlete's dream come true. So it was a very exciting time. And about 6 weeks later, I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. I had just turned 40 and went to get my routine mammogram. Just nothing out of the ordinary. I didn't feel anything. My doctor didn't feel anything. I have no family history. There was no reason for me to ever even have breast cancer cross my mind. Just turned 40, got the order, and went and got that mammogram and got the call the next day that there was something there. Through some diagnostic testing after that, and very quickly learned that I had breast cancer. So that was November 28th. Made some very quick decisions with my husband about we wanted to move forward and get it taken care of. Just life has to go on, right? And yep. Had surgery about 2 weeks later. So I had a bilateral mastectomy, and then followed that with 4 rounds of chemo starting in January, and finished reconstructive surgery in April, and I got the go-ahead from my doctor to start training May 1st. So I had, you know, to be honest, everyone thinks about you go life or death right away.
Yes.
But, when it comes to cancer. But, you know, Kona was always in the back of my mind. When I got that diagnosis, I just kind of went, shoot, wow, this is my chance.
Kicked the dirt a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it stung a little bit. And I thought, you can't defer Kona. You can't wait till next year. It's now or never. You qualify again. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You never know if you'll be able to qualify again. So it's kind of in the back of my mind the whole time. But obviously, we had to take care of my health and get myself back to healthy again. So we went full force at that, like I said, with the bilateral mastectomy, and followed very quickly after that with chemo, really just trying to do everything that I possibly could to stay healthy, stay alive for my family. And so started that journey and really didn't do a lot of training during that, kind of focused on my business, obviously, which is hard to do when you're going through chemo, mm-hmm. and my family and trying to take care of all that while I was going through chemo. And then wonderfully, I got the go-ahead, the green light, May 1st to start training. And it was a great time to look at Chris and say, okay, can we do it? It's not that far away. And love Chris that he had all the faith in the world in me that, yes, we can make it happen. And so here I am. I leave actually on Sunday for Kona and racing on the 12th.
Do you think ultimately the little thought in the back of your head assisted, or was it a kick the dirt, all crap, I might not be able to do it? Do you think it really did help in the speed of the recovery?
I think a lot of things helped in the speed of the recovery, and a lot of them have to do with triathlon. I really do. One of the main things for me was actually the support that I had. It was amazing. So I'm surrounded by, I have a wonderful husband who is uber supportive and amazing group of friends. You know, I'm not from Minnesota, and so it's kind of, I'm not a native, and I've only been here 5 years. And so I was so impressed at just the outpouring of love that I had from everybody here and my business partner that was amazingly supportive. So that, of course, helps. But I think one of the big things for me in terms of recovery was the physical shape that I was in. So, you know, at the time that I was diagnosed, I just finished Ironman. I was probably in the best shape of my life. So to go into surgery like that, I think it helps. I think going in healthy, it's just another reason why we should take good care of ourselves, because I feel like I bounced back from that surgery, which is a pretty massive surgery, fairly quickly, faster than, you know, what the doctors had predicted. So I was up and about very quickly, home, feeling great and kind of living life pretty quickly. And the same thing with chemo. I feel very blessed that I was so healthy to be able to take on chemo like I did. It was hard. I'm not going to say that it was easy and I had bad days, but for the most part, I feel like being in the shape that I was in really helped me kind of hang tough through that, through those four rounds of chemo. Because there's some ugly days, but I bounced back pretty quickly. And again, bouncing back from that second surgery. And of course, having that goal out there, like, okay, I got to get better. And it kind of helped make a few of our decisions a little bit too. Like, okay, we're not going to lollygag about this. And we've made very informed decisions. We got three opinions. It's not like we made a rash decision, but it was, I didn't want to sit around and linger. Like, okay, three doctors, let's go see them. Boom, boom, boom. Let's hear what they have to say. Let's, you know, kind of triangulate on where we should go next and make that decision, all kind of knowing, doing the math in my head of, gosh, there's going to be a time where it's going to be too late and I'm not going to be able to get enough training in to be able to finish that race. So it helps to have that motivator. But like I said, being in that shape from triathlon, I think made my cancer journey easier.
I agree completely, because one of the things that you see, you know, is that people like yourself that go through this, how do you manage the time? Because that's one of the things when you look at the world of triathlon, it is such a large, you know, piece of time just to get to a base level. It's just not a sport where you can show up, you know, go into your backyard and, you know, hit a couple of chip shots like golf, and now you're ready to roll. You know, you've got to invest the time. How did you manage the time? I mean, we're talking, I mean, if you should never do the math on the radio or TV, but essentially, how long was it from the time that you basically, earlier in the year when you qualified to now? It's got to be less than 6-7 months, something like this.
It's to now, it's 11 months.
Okay.
So I qualified in September, and now here we are in October. I'm sorry. You're right. We shouldn't do the math on the radio. 13 months since that. God. But since my – so I was diagnosed at the end of November. So we're talking less than a year from my diagnosis, 11 months from my diagnosis.
That's just amazing. That's a very big testament to what you're doing, because how long have you actually been training as well?
Altogether for triathlon or for just for this race?
Just post-surgery.
Post-surgery since May 1st, so we're talking not even 5 months. 5 months.
Unbelievable. I just think, like I talked about earlier with Chris, I said, you know, it's just amazing that you're out there and you're going to be competing. Everything else probably, how do you view the results you're looking for? Are you looking to go out there and enjoy the process, or are you going to go out there and actually try to hit a time, or what are your goals?
I get asked that question a lot. And I think with Kona in general, I don't know if you can ever put a time out there, no matter what happened to you, because Kona is just such an unpredictable race in terms of weather, especially for those of us here in Minnesota trying to train for it. We don't have those kind of conditions. But I feel like I have a whole different perspective, and I kind of appreciate what happened to me. I mean, I don't wish it upon anybody, and of course, if it didn't have to happen, I wish it wouldn't have. But I do appreciate what happened to me, because I think it's given me a different perspective on many things in my life. But with regard to Kona, I'm really just, I feel immensely blessed to even get to the starting line, which I think, looking back, if someone in those dark days of chemo had said, you know what, you're going, and you're going to be standing at that starting line, I don't know if I would have believed it. So it's hard to imagine when you're in those dark days, but I feel immensely blessed to even be there. So for me, it's really, I kind of joke and tell everybody I'm going as a spectator. Obviously, I will do my best, but I don't have this, I don't have a time in my head. I really want to just soak in the moment. I mean, for triathletes, the beauty of triathlon is we get to race with the pros, which is just, there's no other sport like that, where just the average Joe can go race with the pros. So that's just really neat in general. And I kind of want to soak that all in. And I'm in Hawaii, for crying out loud, you know, one of the most beautiful places on earth. So I feel like the cancer has given me this perspective of, you know what, you don't need to kill it. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to give it my all. I certainly don't want to leave anything, out. I'm going to, you know, leave it all out there on the course, right? But I also want to enjoy the moment. I want to enjoy the swim. I want to enjoy the bike. I want to enjoy the run and just enjoy that my family's going to be there. A lot of my friends are going. My coach is going. Just kind of want to take it all in. So cancer's kind of given me that. I feel like I might have not enjoyed it as much if I hadn't had cancer. I think I'd be super intent on a certain time.
Yes. I actually have a observation, because my whole, and I know it's not the best subject to talk about, is Lance Armstrong, you know. But I really, honestly, and I'll just a little quick story, and then I'll pose the question to you, is I know that he was good before, you know, he had testicular cancer, and then and then he had to go away, and he had to go through the mental anguish of not being perfect anymore, or some, why is this happening to me, and all the questions that go along with it. But when he came back, he then went on his run of seven in a row. I always attributed it to him that he was able to go deeper and into another place because of where he had been. And you had talked about perspective. Do you feel that that could be something that could happen?
Oh, I definitely see that. You know, when you're going through cancer treatment, you go to some ugly places. There's some bad, low days, and you kind of got to find the strength to make it through those. And I think once you have that perspective, and not that I'm some, you know, say I'm all this wise person, but it does give you this different perspective on life. Like, you know what, the small things that we get all bent out of shape about, and I'm not to say that I don't get all bent out of shape if I don't do well in a race. I do. But really, in the grand scheme of things, like, it's pretty minimal, right? We all want to do our best, but we should all be just thankful that we're there and healthy enough to be able to race. I mean, it's truly a blessing.
So it is cool things, because I think, and honestly, with Lance, just to finish up, is that is my motivation, because I ultimately ended up owning a triathlon cycling store because of that. I was a closet Tour de France fan, enjoyed watching Kona on TV, and I really enjoyed the people, you know, even though I am not the world's best endurance athlete. You know, when you're 6'2", 220 and your resting heart rate is 80, you know, you're not exactly the prototypical endurance athlete, but I loved the whole essence of the sport. But unfortunately, he did have to end up saying that he was lying, which really disappointed me in the end. But nonetheless, I still feel it's a very applicable story. Anything else that you'd like to share before we let you go?
Yeah, there is one thing, and I feel like this is one of my things that I've learned through all of this, and one of my messages that if I can help anybody, you know, it makes it all kind of worth it, right? And one of the things I learned is, I said, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a business owner, and I happen to do triathlons. Those are, you know, it's a lot of things that line up there. And I think as athletes and as moms, working moms, but these crazy triathletes, and I'm one of them, we kind of tend to think we're invincible, and that nothing can get to us, we're going to be fine. And we may forget to do the regular things in life, like get a mammogram. 40 years old, no family history, healthy as a horse, and I got cancer. And if it can happen to me, it can really happen to anybody. So my message has been to women everywhere, you got to get your mammogram. You can't delay it. Nobody likes to do it. Nobody likes to do it. But you can't delay it. You can't think, I'm healthy. I don't feel anything. I'm fine. Nobody in my family has it. You just can't think those things. We have to put our priorities in line and take care of ourselves so that we can continue to be moms and wives and business owners and triathletes. So yes. That's been my message. Everybody needs to get their mammogram. So I've been, you know, kind of tell your mom, tell your sister, tell your cousin, tell your neighbor kind of thing. It's really important.
It is unfortunate. Unfortunately, when things don't go well, that becomes, unfortunately, the motivation to do things sometimes. And
right.
You know, it's kind of a weird thing, the way life works out, is that you have to have something bad happen to be convinced that something needs to take place on a consistent basis before it happens, you know, so to speak.
That's right. I keep saying, let me be your public service announcement, right? I'll be your example. But if I can, you know, encourage one person, and it was great through my whole journey. That's been my message. And it's been so fun to have people randomly text me, email me, tell me, hey, I got my mammogram today, which is such a private thing to share. But I love it. I love that people are thinking about it and are telling me and going to do it, because I think it kind of stunned everybody. Like, shoot, you know, I live in this lovely neighborhood where there's a lot of young moms. We're all about the same age. And I think everybody kind of took a step back and went, wow, like that could be me. And so if I can be the public service announcement, the message, that's great.
Thank you very much for coming on the show today. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.